Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Vicki Sherman, past president of the 99's, lead FAST Team representative from DeLand, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Vicki Sherman with the FAA Production Studios, and we're here at Lakeland, Florida at Sun and Fun. And boy, it is a beautiful day out here, Wes. I have Wes here, Wes Simmons with the FAA, the director of runway safety. And we're so glad to have you here, Wes.
And it's a pleasure to be here.
Have you been here before?
I try and get down here every year, so I'm pretty much a regular.
Well, your face looks very familiar. We've got a lot of things going on with safety. It's an ongoing thing. I'm sure you're involved in some of the problems that we have with runway incursions out everyday basis.
And I am, and it is always a struggle. And I'm happy to talk some about that because there's good news and there's bad news. And let's talk about good news first. Serious runway incursions are at the lowest point they've ever been in the history of aviation. For the last 2 years in a row, we've reduced the number of serious incursions by 50% each year, coming down from what had been pretty steady in the 30 plus or minus one or two, down to 12 and then down to six last year. And so far this year, we've only had three. So we're on pace to keep the same number we had last year, which is truly a good news story. And a lot of credit goes to the entire industry for that, for airliners and airlines and operators who are in fact implementing procedures and eliminating distractions when they taxi. So that's all a really good news story. The bad news story is total number of runway incursions are going up.
Well, why is that? I mean, you would think with all the latest equipment, we were all excited about the glass cockpit and everything. I thought things were going to get better, didn't you?
And so did I. And we're still counting on technology to be part of the solution for runway incursions. But what we are seeing is a number of runway incursions, and we're on pace right now. We've actually gone red for our target, which means that we are over the not to exceed limit for this time in the year. And the unfortunate piece of that is some things don't change much. I have 10 years worth of data, and out of 10 years, it still comes down every single year to 2/3 of all runway incursions are pilot deviations. And just the data we have so far this year, 80% of them are GA. That's fairly consistent every year. And of those, about 75% of those are being asked to hold short, or they should hold short, acknowledging the hold short, and then they still cross the hold short line and get on the runway. And then the other major problem we have is landing and taking off without a clearance.
Yeah, you would think with the new technology that was in action or in place that things would probably improve, but I think it still comes back to that concept of people not looking outside and flying the airplane.
Well, heads up, eyes out is so important in everything we do. And treating the taxi from pushback to the gate or from beginning of taxi from the ramp, treating the taxi as a critical phase of flight, just like you do your takeoff and your approach, is crucial to us getting a handle on runway incursions. Your route should be briefed. You should, especially as a general aviation pilot, because we're asking so much of general aviation pilots. They're taxiing, they're probably paying rent on a rental airplane from the time they turn the battery on. They may not be familiar with the communication and navigation equipment, so if they're trying to set it up while they're taxiing, that can be a distraction. And we really need to get people to stop, do all those checklist kinds of things when they're not moving. And when they're taxiing, to have an airport diagram out and be heads up, eyes out.
Well, you know, it really is all about safety. And we're trying to, you know, make people more conscious. And that's what the FAA has done a good job, by the way, with the WINGS program. At least I think that's a plus factor in the WINGS program, with the good online courses, good speakers out there to try to promote safety. Because I know our objection is to have a zero, no accident incident count.
That would be the objective. And we partner with other organizations such as AOPA, and they have a runway safety educational course with a quiz on their website that we help produce. And I was talking with Bruce Landsberg just very recently, and he said there's been over 100,000 pilots have taken that course online. So there are a lot of educational materials available. And if you go to the FAA website, faa.gov, and you type in SLANT GO, G-O, SLANT Runway Safety, all one word, it'll take you to the Runway Safety website. And we have a lot of information for pilots, best practices, training animations and videos, media production pamphlets, and safety information that they can order and obtain. And there are a lot of resources available, and we're hoping people will use them.
Well, I know the FAA has really tried to team up with a lot of the GA industry out there to really promote the safety issues at hand. And there's a lot of information though at our fingertips that we can really, as a pilot, a GA pilot, can get online and find a lot of things if they don't know anything about the certain issues, particularly the safety issues that is a primary problem on runway incursions, etc.
So last year down here at Sun and Fun, we launched a campaign called If You Cross the Line, You've Crossed the Line.
Yep.
The intent of that was to launch that simultaneously with the air traffic control procedure change, which says you must have an explicit clearance to cross each runway. And so what we're trying to do is change behavior, and if you come to a stop or hold short line, that you will actually stop if you're not sure that you're cleared to cross, and you will ask and get clarification before you proceed into the protected zone of an airport where aircraft are landing and taking off.
Have you had any figures on that? I know this is sort of recently new, but I mean, have you seen some of the positive, more of a positive input coming from that?
I think that's a very positive change in procedures, and as the word gets out in the education and the outreach, I think more and more pilots are becoming aware that they need an explicit clearance to cross each runway, and they're stopping and asking. The numbers we're seeing on pilot deviations between last year and this year, although they're up some, they're up maybe 8%, and so that's a modest increase. And a lot of that may be attributable to the change in procedure and the education campaign that went out.
Definitely the education campaign. What do you deal also with like some of the hot spots and some of the airports that around the U.S.? I mean, to help, I guess, improve the runway incursion problems?
That's one of the things we have done, and we are publishing hot spots now on airport diagrams. And what we're asking pilots to do, since we're making them available, is we're asking the pilots to at least look at the airport diagram, look at the hot spots, and brief those hot spots before they actually start taxiing. And so hot spots are available on the AOPA website. They're available on the FAA website. You can get airport diagrams off of the runway safety website. So we are publishing that information, and that's helping a lot too.
Well, I know in some of the areas, like myself, I do some of the FAA safety seminars, and we try to get all the local flight schools, flight instructors, and also correlate with the air traffic controllers in the area to talk about the concerns and problems and regarding runway incursions and that. And it's all about getting involved, keeping up, and becoming a safer pilot.
As an industry, you have to just be proud in what we do, because I do think pilots and airport operators and vehicle drivers and air traffic control, I think we work together well. And when you look at how many operations we have in our system, something over 50 million operations last year, 51.15 million operations, and you look at how few events we actually have, and then how many of those were even serious events or even close calls, the system is safe. It's an amazingly safe system, and it is a tribute to everybody in the industry that contributes to that.
Well, you know, we're all wanting to get the public more involved in aviation, and if people out there are watching this at Sun and Fun, if you haven't been out here, you need to come out and see what it's all about, the aviation industry, and what it takes to fly an airplane, and it's a lot of fun.
This is absolutely one of the most fantastic air shows, and I'm always thankful when I have a chance to come down and participate.
Well, we're so glad to have you, Wes. Well, we get to have you next year, and tell us more about the runway excursions, and hopefully it's going to be a lot good news. I mean,
well, hopefully somebody will be down here and we can talk about a good news story. Probably not me, but somebody.
Well, we're sure glad to have you, and we'll see you, I'm sure, in the future, even at Sun and Fun or not at Sun and Fun. Yeah. I'm sure you'll be out there promoting the general aviation industry.
Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back.
You'll be back. Well, thank you. Wes, we're very lucky to have you here today. And for those of you out there that have not come out to see what Sun and Fun's all about, please come out and see us. We're out here at Lakeland, Florida. Beautiful day today, and there's a lot of things to see out here. If you have interest in not only in just GA aircraft, we have military, we have warbirds. It's fantastic. Bring your kids out. It's a learning experience. If you've never been involved in aviation. Again, thank you, and have a good day.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.